Be still, dagnabbit, my grandmother said to a box that rattled and shook as if alive. What's in there? I said, pointing at the cardboard. It looked completely ordinary, right down to the UPS label on the side. But the fact that the thing quivered like it contained a chest-ripping alien life form had me worried. And the fact was, I wouldn't put it past my grandmother, Betty Crapple, to have such a thing in a box. Don't tell anyone, she said. We were in the sunny yellow kitchen of her house. She set the box on the table and grabbed a knife from the butcher block. It just came in today. I've been waiting forever for this beauty. It's not going to kill me, is it? I said. No, but I wouldn't look at it cross-eyed. They tend to get mad when you do that, she said. What does? My cousin Amelia said, sailing into the room. She had short blonde hair and delicate pixie features. She grabbed the carafe of hot coffee and poured herself a steaming cup. Want one? She said to me. Yes. I yawned and rubbed the sleep from my eyes. I took the cup she poured and, deciding that it needed some jazzing up, I fisted a handful of jelly beans from a dish and plopped them in. You might be making unicorn coffee, but it won't make you poop rainbows, Betty said. It's unicorn hot chocolate, not coffee, I said, blowing in my cup. And I like jelly beans for breakfast. Now, what sort of monster are you hiding in that box? Betty's eyes gleamed with pride. For years, I've been trying to beat Melbaline Maze at Cotton and Cobwebs. Melba toast who? I said. Melbaline, Betty corrected. It's like two words, first word Melba, second word lean. Then you put it together, Melbaline. I quirked a brow. Got it. But what's Cotton and Cobwebs? My other cousin, Cordelia, with her flowing blonde hair and penchant for no-nonsense, strolled in. She opened the fridge and said, Cotton and Cobwebs is a country fair slash magical festival that happens here every year at the end of the summer. It's a big deal. Oh, yeah, Amelia added, her gaze bright. There's all kinds of things, rides, contests, magical pie throwing. It's so much fun. Betty sliced the air dangerously with a knife. She wasn't a very big woman, but what she lacked in size she made up for in attitude.